I'm glad. Y'all had a good Mother's Day. It's a great thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. If you have your Bibles today, I told my wife, she was asking me what I was preaching on. I said, maybe part four. She was like, I don't want that. So the Lord prompted me to do a different message. I will say it's my mom. Kristen is not my Lord. But she is my helpmate. The title of my message today is He Restores My Soul. Now, we know all that stuff. This is the Mental Awareness Month. God's word will restore your soul. It doesn't have to be a monthly thing. It doesn't. We give attention to his word rather than what's going on to the opposition. We give attention to the word. We give attention to him. He restores my soul. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, it reads, "Don't be afraid." Jesus talking. He says, "Don't be afraid." Anyone living with fear right now? We just sang a few songs not to live in fear. What are you fearing? He says, "Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body." Means not to fear man. That's all they can do to you is just basically hurt you physically. So for some people who like to fight, game on. It's like, well, I'd like to see them try. He says, "Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body." Check this out. He says, "They cannot touch your what? Your mind, your will, your intellect. They can't touch you." That means that no matter where you go, they can't touch you. No matter what they say, they can't touch you. No matter how much information they try to put on you to try to get you into fear, they can't touch your soul. You could be in one place at one time, and then they say something. Here's the thing. You don't have to bring that back to your home. You don't have to rehearse that. You don't have to speak that. They can't touch your soul. You give place to that. Somebody try to remind you of your past. Just, that's like the same thing as a person going around trying to rob your old house. You don't live there anymore. Think about that. You're not there anymore because God has got you into a new season. You're not there anymore. Can you imagine the Apostle Paul, who we know Saul, and people with the attitude of today and sometimes in what they do and how they do it? Well, there's Paul over there. He thinks he's all that. But I remember those men's cloaks were at his feet when he was watching Stephen being stoned. They can't get over it. But see, when Paul spent some time with Jesus, spent some time with the Holy Spirit, and he was able to change the course of Christianity, the course of the gospel, taking it to the Gentiles, and they're still stuck on Saul. They're the ones that stuck, not you. Do not be afraid of them. Don't you ever fear a man. Don't you ever fear a woman. Don't you ever fear what they can do to your body. And then that's it. That doesn't mean you walk in you're prideful. Pastor Tim, are you prideful? I don't believe I am because I like to examine myself quite a bit. The Bible says examine yourselves. I do that constantly so that I'm not prideful. Why? Because I just don't want anybody. I'm just not at that place that I used to be. I don't allow myself to be controlled and manipulated anymore. I don't believe the stories that are being put out. I don't believe the false narratives anymore when people try to take me on a wild goose chase. I don't go for those. I am not a dog. I don't wag my tail for no man. Well, you're in that position now. Surely you got to be prideful. I really am not. You know what I'm going to do today? We're going to eat lunch with some family, good company. Then I might take me a little nap, snoring like I don't know what. Then I might go out and DoorDash. Humbling myself, serving people, dropping off deliveries. If I was high and mighty, I'd be about strutting around. I'm the king. I'm the whiz. I'm the best. I get that George Jefferson strut going on. But you have to understand, a thief comes to do what? So they will look for opportunities to put something on you just so they can destroy you. Can you keep that scripture up, please, Carrie? Thank you. Do not be afraid of those who want to kill the body. They cannot touch your soul. Turn to your neighbor and say, they can't touch your soul. MC Hammer had a song back in the 90s. Wasn't it in the 90s? You can't touch this? They can't touch your soul. Unless you allow it. You have that authority. You have that privacy. You have that power. He says, fear only who? God. That's reverence. Fear. Reverential fear. Fear God. Don't fear man. Don't fear what they can do. Don't fear what they say. Fear God. God's on your side. And if God be for you, the way I translate that, who in their plumb dumb mind could be against you? That's dumb. Think about that. I don't care what they say. Who in their right mind would want to come against a child of God? That's not very smart. Do not fear those who want to kill your body. Y'all sense a little boldness rising up on the inside of you? Now, don't go around throat punching anybody. Because we don't do that. Because faith works through love. Faith works through love. And I would have to admit, I'm probably not 100% in that. Because there are some times I want to. But I can't. I can, but I can't. I choose not to. Because faith works through love. And love worketh no ill towards their neighbor. You want to experience the power of God flowing in your life. Power without love can be very, very harmful to other people and damaging to other people. And love without power can be very, very frustrating. You need them both. You need them both. You got to operate in both. You got to love your neighbor no matter what they do to you, no matter what they say to you. You got to forgive and you got to move on. If they can't own up to it, you got to move on. But you still got to love. Love doesn't mean that you can't share those things with other people. His word says that love never fails. So that's the ingredient. Love. Pastor Tim, you got to get yourself in love. I know. I have. And I actually want to see that person succeed because now I got myself in love. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body. They cannot touch your soul. In 2 Timothy, did I have 2 Timothy? Can you get 2 Timothy 1:7, please? This is the Apostle Paul writing to Timothy. 2 Timothy 1, just do the whole chapter. Do the whole chapter, and we'll start in verse 4. The Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy. Now, we talked about Timothy last week, that his mother, Lois, I believe, and his grandmother, Eunice, it could be vice versa, switched around. But they helped to raise him up. They taught him in every which way, but there was still something lacking in Timothy's life, and it was a strong male presence. And so he dealt with timidity. He dealt with fear. He says, Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted, and I will be filled with joy when we are together again. I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois, there we go, and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Fan that flame. Go back to that, please. That previous verse. Fan that flame. Stir that gift up that's on the inside of you. Some people might have some spiritual dust on there. They have going to have to. If you haven't been doing dusting in your house and that dust just settles, you take that pledge and a nice little microfiber cloth and wipe that thing down, or you can just. You got gifts on the inside of you that was laid when men laid hands on you. You got those gifts that are inside of you, and you haven't been operating in it. He says, stir that up again. Stir that up. If you got to get to your place to get into the room and begin praying in the spirit, stir it up. And you'll start seeing that boldness rise on the inside of you. And then you ain't going to open a door. That door is just going to break through. I mean, my goodness. Stir it up. Next scripture. For God has not given us what? For God did not give us what? Come on. Here you go. For God did not give us. Somebody else something. This represents a spirit of fear. For God did not give us. Can you pass that down? There you go. Pass that down. There you go. There you go. Some of y'all get it. Pass that down. For God did not give us a what? I'm seeing if somebody's going to catch on. For God did not give us what? For God did not give us. For God did not give us. Come on. You want it? Do you want it?
Yeah, he does.
You want a spirit of fear?
No.
For God did not give us spirit of fear. For God did not give us a spirit of fear. So why are we taking it? It don't matter if it came through me. Don't take it. It doesn't matter if it came through your mom and your dad. Don't take it. The enemy will speak through anyone that is close to you. Don't take it. He did not give you a spirit of fear, don't take it. Crumple that up. Y'all got that paper? Crumple that up. Here we go. Come on, Dustin. You know back in the day. Come on. There we go. Crumple it up. There we go. You can throw it. There we go. Anybody else? There you go. Ooh, look at there. There you go. There you go. I'm glad I didn't give y'all tomatoes. He did not give you a spirit of fear. But what he gave you was power. He gave you the ability to get results. He gave you miraculous power operating on the inside, but yet we'll take that fear because we try to fear man. He's given you power. He's given you love. And he's given you a sound mind. He restores my soul. A sound mind. Self-discipline. Self-control. If he's giving you that self-control, don't you dare give that over to somebody else. Sound mind. Father, they have a sound mind. They're struggling with mental things. We thank you for a sound mind. The spirit of fear will no longer affect you anymore. In the name of Jesus, he has given you power, love, and a sound mind. That's what you're going to roll with. From here on out, doesn't matter what comes your way, faith is going to answer that door, not fear. Not timidity. Not the shyness. Faith. I no longer have to duck and hide when certain people come and knocking at my door. Can I talk to you about my Lord and Savior, Jesus? I don't have to duck. Used to do that as a child because I know we were going to stay there for about an hour. And we were trying to go and play, so we just leave the back door and hop the fence and go to the park. We're not home. But now I open the door. Now, can I talk to you about my Lord and Savior? He has not given you a spirit of fear. You get that operation? He has not given you a spirit of fear. You cast that thing out. You run it out the house. Whatever you got to do, you do, but make sure you got the word backing you up. And when you make those quality decisions, all of heaven backs you up. For God has not given you a spirit of fear. Some people are still in bondage on stuff. Two people. And you can't break free. Leave the plantation. Leave it. Run and go. He has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Anybody want any more fear? Stir it up. Stir up that gift. Stir those things up that are on the inside of you. Some of y'all have a gift to just be hospitable to people. Stir it up. You hadn't had people over your house in years. Stir it up. That thing, don't allow it to get dormant. Stir it up. Some of y'all have gifts to cook. I got a sister-in-law that can cook. I'm telling you, she can make some good blondies. And she's a blonde. Tear it up. Stir it up. I got a wife that has some giftings too. Tell her, stir it up. She's a little quiet. Not really. Just a little sidebar. I talk about not comparing and competing. And I might confess, I missed it. I competed against my wife. Just recently, I mean, I've been nagging with her. I mean, she started door dashing too. Now, she got 3 jobs now. But here's the thing. I mean, because she's sitting at home just bored us, what have you, and because I'll be out there doing it, and sometimes we'll come home and talk, what have you. But she one week, I mean, I killed it. 2 days, killed it. Killed it. I mean, I'm just delivery after delivery, just killed it. I mean, I'm talking about a nice 2 days. And then the following week, and I think she started at the end of that week and then came back around for the beginning of the week for the first 2 days, and it was slow. I mean, slow. Hardly any deliveries. I said, I had this amount. She goes, well, I got this amount. I said, what? Now, I already had committed that I was going to do it until like midnight, and it was like 11 o'clock, and I was already in bed. And she goes, well, I have this amount. I rolled on out of bed, got my shoes on, turned my thing on, dash now, let's get it. Got 3 more deliveries, now I can go to sleep. So, yeah, I had to compete against her a little bit on that one, I confess. But it was a good, healthy kick. I said, babe, I needed that. I needed that little kick. I needed that little push. She was over there smiling. Oh, now you good now? I said, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. You're not going to outdo me on that. But stir it up. You got giftings. But you allowed fear to stop you from that. And I'm going to make a bold statement right here. I'm waiting for you to join a tour. Literally, I see that in my heart. Before you be done with it, I'm waiting for you to join a tour. I don't know why, but that just seems that's in me to say that to you. I don't know if you've been thinking about it. And I don't mean a 3-hour tour. Come on. Stir it up. Fan that flame. Corinthians 10 says, we destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. You know, society is trying to keep our kids from knowing God, trying to push an agenda on them. We destroy every proud obstacle. You got to be prideful if you don't want people to know God. If you don't want people to know Jesus, you got to be prideful. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. We capture and we destroy. We destroy and we capture every thought, every rebellious thought, not every thought, every rebellious thought, anything that is against God, we cast down. And what it says in his word, we cast down every rebellious thought and teach them to obey Christ. I love this little exercise, and every time I do this scripture, I'll do this little exercise. So I want y'all to do it with me, because some of y'all are new, some of y'all are old, or longtime members. About caught myself. This is what I want you to do. I'm going to just say, your alphabet is basically those negative thoughts, rebellious thoughts that are coming into your mind. So when I say your alphabets in your mind, go ahead and do it right now. Now this is what I want you to do. Open up your mouth and out loud, count to 10. Now what happened to that thought, that rebellious thought? It stopped. it stopped. As soon as you open up your mouth, it stopped. Any rebellious thought, now you don't speak that rebellious thought, you counter it with the word of God. And when you can counter it and just continue to confess that and continue to ruminate on that word, you'll begin, it'll begin to start germinating in your heart. And God is going to bring that to fruition. All you're doing is just planting seed. You're planting his word in you. So every rebellious thought that you may have, and I know sometimes we allow things to slip by. I'm one of them. Sometimes they slip by. How did that get there? How did that come out? Lord, set a guard over my mouth. Sometimes I say it on purpose, just to catch people, see what they say. But set a guard over my mouth. Every rebellious thought, and teach them to obey Christ. You have that power. You have that authority. You have that anointing. You have that ability. You have that gift. So there's really no excuse. Now, I didn't know it before. Now you know. Now you know. Psalms 23. Y'all really don't know how much this is driving me nuts right now. All these papers on the ground. I'm trying to avoid it. It's really, all right, when you clean the church and stuff all the time, it's like, yeah. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He's my shepherd. If you memorize it from the King James Version, I shall not want. I don't want anything else but you, Lord. You are the true shepherd. You are the good shepherd. I don't want any other type of shepherd. You're not going to abandon me. You're not going to persecute me. You protect. I want you, Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Other version says he restores my soul. God is the one who does it. But there might be some natural things out there that you can do. Yeah, but never forget where the wisdom came from. There might be certain nuts and fruits that you can eat that can stimulate your brain cells. Well, who created all those? It always comes right back to God. Where did they get the wisdom to come up with that, to know that it stimulates your brain? He's the one that restores. Well, I believe there's some natural stuff that you can do. There is. But it still came from him. So give honor, give credit, give glory where it is due. God is for you, and he wants to restore your soul. If you're dealing with any kind of mental stuff, let God, allow God to restore your soul. Doesn't matter what the next thing, the next day, do it now, do it now, do it now. Lord, I'm going to get in your presence. I'm going to sit in your presence. I'm going to read your word. I want to listen to what you have to say to me, not just me, just babbling on and on and on and on and on. I'm going to get quiet and hear your voice. Some people is one word away from the Lord from a breakthrough. Just one word. But I'm talking about a breakthrough that like you've never seen. So let's try not to allow other people or other things or the enemy get us distracted away from the one that we're supposed to be growing with. He restores my soul. My wife was talking the other day. She was talking about her brother. And she was going off on you, Seth. No, I'm just playing. Starting a war. No, I was like, no, she's like, man, he's got to be the funniest person ever. I said, I'm pretty funny, too. You don't like the five words that I say every day? He restores my soul. But the Bible does say laughter doeth good. Like, you need people around like that. Where would I be if there wasn't funny people? My goodness, everybody's just monotone. Smile. Tell a joke. Laugh a little. Love a little. Love a lot. Live freely in who Jesus called you to be. He restores my soul. Everyone has gone through stuff. David was going through stuff. You read Psalms. He's facing stuff. I mean, this man already slayed a giant. People have made a song about him and how he killed 10,000s of men in every which way, but yet David is still having this conflict, this battle. Knowing that God is still the God of who he is, he still has this covenant with him, but yet all these people are coming at him. God, save me. Save me from my enemies. David wasn't relying on his own strength, but he was relying on God. He restores. It's not I restore. He restores my soul. Amen? Amen. But Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, that you are good and you are always good. All the time, Lord, you are good. Good, 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 good. You are good, Lord. And we just thank you for just being a good father and how you restore our souls and how you restore our lives. How you restore our bodies. How you restore our marriages. How you restore our relationships. Thank you, because you are the restorer. And if there's anyone here today that is dealing with any kind of ailment that you need prayer for, just raise your hand real quick. I see that one. I see that one. Okay. I see that one. Hallelujah. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. One, two. Okay. I see that. Father God, we just speak to those bodies right now from the top of the head to the soles of their feet. Lord, we thank you for healing, healing, restoration all the way through, Lord. Power in the name of Jesus operating in their bodies. Sickness gone, disease gone in the name of Jesus. Heart failures healed in the name of Jesus. Sciatics healed in the name of Jesus. Knees, cartilage healed in the name of Jesus. Loss of hearing, healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory. Amen, amen. And amen. Well, be bold. Don't be afraid. Now pick up all these papers. God bless you. God have a great day.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, We invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.